Hi and welcome to MFR Farming for Friday with me, Richard Jones. And it's been a week of wrangling as far as politicians connected with farming were concerned. We had the MEPs in Europe falling out about proposals to reform the Common Agricultural Policy. And then Wednesday we reported about Liberal Democrat MEP George Lyon, who was condemning proposals coming out of the EU to change the way our quad bikes are built. South of the border, the MPs have abolished their agricultural wages board, despite several last-ditch attempts to save it. And finally, we have the situation of the Scottish Government approving major wind farm projects while local authorities have been fighting against them. It seems that wind farms are the most sensitive of the renewable energy projects, and a little bit like Marmite, with people living in the countryside either loving or hating them, with very few fitting into the don't knows bracket. Now, back to something a bit closer to my heart, Sunday lunch. And our final guest of the week is celebrity chef Dean Edwards, who's keen to get us eating a proper Sunday roast again.
A Sunday lunch in my house has always been a massively important thing, but we're finding that there is a bit of a decline in people actually kind of taking part and the whole family sitting around the table and actually enjoying a Sunday lunch. It gives them that chance to kind of get the family together, enjoy a few sort of precious moments together, because you know everyone leads really, really busy lives now. So just get everyone around the table on a Sunday, cook a great roast dinner using great ingredients.
You're saying cook a great roast dinner, great ingredients. Do you think it's a bit daunting for some people? How do you set about it?
Well, I think we all lead really, really busy lives. And now, I've recently become a dad, and you know, my life's gone really, really hectic now. And most of the time, all I really get is one stop to the supermarket, you know, to feed the family. So I'll go around, and you just want to see that quality assurance. So, you know, buying the Red Tractor ingredients is a guarantee that you're buying, you know, really, really good food with high standards in farming and produce. When you're popping around your supermarkets, what kind of gets confusing for a lot of people is looking at all these labels. That, you know, there seems to be lots and lots of different labels, and they all kind of seem to mean different things, and it's pretty sort of hard to get your head around it. But the Red Tractor is just simple. You know what the label means, and you can kind of get the confidence from buying that produce.
So there you go. Sunday lunch, just as important to celeb chefs as the rest of us. So whether you're aiming for beef, pork, lamb, chicken, turkey, vegetarian or something even more exotic, do have a good one this weekend. I'll be back Monday, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.